Moss and Barnett is pleased to present the Debt Collection Drill, the podcast featuring Moss and Barnett shareholders John Rossman and Mike Ponson, providing sage tips for improving collections and compliance.
Welcome again to another episode of the Debt Collection Drill. I'm Mike Ponson, and with me is John Rossman, the chair of the Creditors Remedies Practice Group here at Moss and Barnett.
Thanks, Mike. There's a lot of exciting things going on in the industry recently. I know later this month, the FCC is going to issue some type of statement or ruling regarding the TCPA. We're all on pins and needles about that. I know you'll be speaking at the ACA convention in July, and one of the topics that you'll be addressing is the TCPA, so we'll all look forward to that presentation. I know there's also an Inside ARM today, an interesting article by Tim Bauer, who is a fellow Minnesotan, at least by birth. Tim wrote an article about the Hanna case going on in Georgia involving the CFPB, and some of the farther-reaching impacts that case will have on really any law firm that does debt collection in the consumer arena. Mike, I want to focus today on the issue that has raised more questions, in my estimation, over the past few months from clients, and that's the issue of convenience fees or payment transaction fees. In essence, assessing a fee to a consumer for the right or privilege to use a credit card to pay on a collection debt. Mike, I know there's a lot of information and a lot of rules and regulations in this area. What's your initial thoughts when we talk about convenience fees or payment transaction fees?
Well, you know, my initial thought coming from the, I suppose my jaded point of view here is that there's nothing wrong with them as long as you allow some alternative payment method. Now, like I said, that's jaded, and we all know that's not the case law. There's different laws. So, I mean, in the end, what you have to do is you have to look at the underlying contract, and you have to look at state and federal law before you determine if you're going to charge those convenience fees.
Sure, and Mike, it's my position as well that convenience fees are allowed. I know there's been some litigation among the major credit card issuers and some major banks regarding this. I know we're actually litigating some cases right now on this issue. For purposes of this conversation, it's our personal position and professional position that those are generally allowed. We are going to talk about some of the arguments that the consumer attorneys and regulators can make against convenience fees. But to be clear, we're not admitting that convenience fees are not allowed, or I don't want some consumer attorney to take this podcast and present in court as Exhibit A that we admitted that convenience fees weren't allowed. You know, Mike, I wrote an article with Issa Moe, associate attorney in our office, a few years ago. It was called Laws Unfairly Treat Debt Collectors Differently on Credit Card Payments. And in that article, Issa and I discussed some of the differences between where debt collectors could or could not, by state law, assess convenience fees whereas allowed by retailers. That really has changed a lot. In 2012, we did that, I guess, is 3 years ago. And I know, Mike, now there are a number of states that prohibit retailers from assessing convenience fees. The question remains open whether that prohibition extends to debt collectors. Mike, you want to speak briefly about those states?
Yeah, the states that I have on my list here are California, Colorado, Connecticut, Florida, Kansas, Maine, Massachusetts, New York, Oklahoma, Texas, and Utah. So you've got a handful of about 10 states right there that limit the ability of a retailer to charge convenience fees. But you know, of course, there seems to be a workaround for the retailers. You know, they can simply add the price, the cost of the convenience fee into what they're selling.
And I think the other question with those laws, and as I mentioned, a lot of those laws have been enacted recently in response to some litigation settlement among some of the major credit card issuers and some banks. And I think the states, seeing that merchants or retailers were going to be assessing the convenience fee to the consumers, enacted these laws as a consumer protection law involving retailers or merchants. But Mike, I think it's still an open question in a number of these states as to whether a debt collector would fall within the four corners of some of those laws. And I know a lot of those laws are untested, and that's something that, well, time and litigation will tell the scope of some of those laws. Mike, I also know that there are a number of states that specifically restrict the ability of debt collectors to assess convenience fees. And here again, I'm not talking about the FDCPA. We'll touch on that in a minute. But I know there are some specific state laws that restrict a debt collector's ability to assess those convenience or credit card fees. And here again, Mike, it's a service that the debt collectors are offering to the consumers. It's something that costs the debt collectors money. Heck, I know when I went to renew my fishing license here in the state of Minnesota, I was charged a fee for using my debit card to renew that fishing license. So it's something that we know is charged, but Mike, I know there are some states that specifically restrict the ability of debt collectors to assess those fees.
You're right, John, and what I'm showing is Colorado, Idaho, Massachusetts, North Carolina, Washington, Wisconsin, and Wyoming. In addition, Minnesota, and by way of example, I'll quickly go over what the Minnesota restriction is. No collection agency or collector shall attempt to collect any amount of money from a debtor or charge a fee to a creditor that is not authorized by agreement with the client. And I think that language leaves some room for confusion. You know, who is the client? Is the client the debt collection agency's client, or is the client the consumer?
You know, Mike, I've got to take issue with our friends at the Minnesota Department of Commerce on this one. So the interpretation of this particular provision is that a collection agency may not assess credit card or convenience fee, a transaction fee. However, when a collection agency goes to renew its collection agency license, when a collection agency goes to renew its collector registrations, there's two different licensing mechanisms that are required under Minnesota law. If that agency uses a credit card to pay for those renewal fees, it will be charged, it will be assessed a convenience fee by the state of Minnesota. So on the one hand, the state of Minnesota is assessing these fees to debt collectors, but on the other hand, the debt collectors can't, according to the interpretation of the law, as the Minnesota Department of Commerce sees it, debt collectors cannot in turn charge a convenience fee to consumers, even though offering the convenience of using credit cards is a benefit to consumers. It makes no sense to me. Mike, let's talk a little bit about what the FDCPA has to say regarding convenience fees or payment transaction fees. I know we've seen a lot of litigation recently with respect to this. I know there's some cases out of New York and some other areas on the East Coast that have dealt with the issue of whether credit card fees or payment transaction fees or convenience fees are allowed under the FDCPA.
Well, yes, of course, under the FDCPA, we know that it prohibits the collection of any amount, including any interest, fee, charge, or expense incidental to the principal obligation. But courts have gone both ways on this. Is a convenience fee, you know, part of the debt? Is it in addition to the debt? There's at least two district courts that have held that a fee processing a particular type of payment is not a fee added to the underlying debt. So that's a separate agreement between the consumer and the debt collector. And courts have gone the other way. So it's one of those areas that before, again, and I think that's where you're seeing all your questions coming from. It's important to check the laws, check the state of the law in your jurisdiction, you know, and you definitely cannot apply a convenience fee policy across the board in all jurisdictions.
Mike, I know that the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, weighed in recently on the issue of convenience fees or payment transaction fees, and that was the Security Credit Services case. And as I understand that case from having read the documents in it, the debt collector in that matter was assessing a charge of $18.75 per credit card transaction. And without going so far as to state that that amount was too much, I believe there was a consent order in that matter in which the debt collector agreed to repay nearly $800,000, or refund nearly $800,000 in convenience fees. And I guess that case begs the question, if $18.75 per credit card transaction is too much, and you're in a state where there isn't one of these other laws that may prohibit or restrict the ability of a debt collector to assess these fees, if $18.75 is too much, what is the right number?
Two things that I'll say as to that issue. I mean, in that issue, the FTC took issue with the fact that there were no alternative payment options, that consumers were led to believe that this is the only way to make payments.
That's a great point.
Seemed to be one thing that the FTC was really upset about. The other issue is that if you're being charged, you know, $4.50 from your credit card company to process that, that's the amount that should be passed on to the consumer. If you're making money, if your client's making money off of that $18.75 or $18.95, whatever it was, that amount is excessive. So keeping the amount as at what you are being charged, the cost to you, that's what you need to look at.
You know, Mike, I've heard the argument from agency owners, well, our bank charges different amounts depending on the type of credit card. It's one amount for an Amex, it's another amount for a Visa, so there's no way we can state one flat amount. Further, that bank fee alone doesn't reflect the total cost of processing a credit card. There's employee costs, there's programming costs, there's other costs involved. I've seen those arguments made, Mike, But in my experience, those arguments have yet to be tested in court. Certainly, if someone wants to be a test case, that would be the way to go with it. But certainly, that's one area that remains up for interpretation. Mike, the final issue I want to discuss with you on this very interesting topic is whether or not an agency can hopefully comply with the law by using a payment processing company where the debtor, the consumer, and the payment processing company interact directly, and the payment processing company assesses that fee, that convenience fee or whatever you want to call it, to the consumer, and the collection agency gets no cut of that fee.
No, I think that's an interesting proposal. I haven't seen any case law addressing it directly, but obviously we all know that debt collectors are entitled or able to use vendors, and to the extent that the payment processing center were to apply a fee that is, one, legal, or again, you got to look at the factors. Is it legal under state and federal law? Is it in the contract? So if it complies with all those factors, you would imagine you'd like to believe that would succeed, and that any case challenging that would fall in favor of our clients and the credit industry.
I have to get the last word in on this, Mike. It is just so unfair. Consumers want to use credit cards. It's a convenience that debt collectors offer to consumers. Government agencies charge these fees for using credit cards. Other companies charge these fees. Why shouldn't the collection industry be able to charge these fees? Or why should the collection industry be under scrutiny and attack for assessing these fees that many other businesses also assess? We are out of time today. I'd like to thank you for another great episode. I'd also like to thank our executive producer, Jody Newsom, and we look forward to speaking with you next time. Thank you.
Visit the website for this podcast at thedebtcollectiondrill.com and follow us on Twitter at @CollectDrill. This program does not create an attorney-client relationship between Moss and Barnett, a professional association, or any attorney appearing on this program and any listener. Please remember that we can only give general information and every case is unique. Always check with your individual attorney for any specific legal concerns.